the right foot. He's back. Here comes the rush. He steps up. He fires. And it's intercepted again. Again, it goes to Ryan Matthews. He goes outside. He's at the five. He's in for the touchdown. Ryan Matthews. Back. Fires it into the air. And it is caught for a touchdown by Odell Beckham. The ball is spotted. The kick is blocked. It's blocked. And it is picked up by the Giants. He is looking. He is going deep. Wide open touchdown, Shepard. Wentz back. Looks. Steps up. Fires. Complete. First down. And carrying people with him is Jordan Matthews down near the 20. What a clutch play. Andrew Adams on the tackle. Manning takes the snap. He's going to throw. He's back. He fires. And it is intercepted. It's intercepted by Jordan Hicks. Jordan Hicks picked it off. What a play. And there's life. It all rides on this play. Wentz takes the snap. Steps up. He is floating it to the end zone. Incomplete. He wanted Jordan Matthews, who had a step on his man, tried to turn to his right and couldn't bring it in. And this time the Giants are going to come away with the win after losing to the Eagles four straight times here at the Meadowlands. And the Eagles, who started out 3-0 this season, are now 4-4.
As you heard from Merrill Reese and Mike Quick, the Eagles had a frustrating day at MetLife Stadium on Sunday, losing their fourth game in 5 weeks, 28-23, to the New York Giants. The Eagles are now 4-4 overall and 0-3 in the NFC East, heading into the final eight games of the regular season. Welcome, everyone, to the Eagles Live Podcast, Episode 44. I'm Insider Dave Spadaro here with some instant reaction from the Eagles locker room. Some of the same problems that have haunted the Eagles throughout the season hurt the team in this game, namely third down efficiency on offense and their play in the red zone. The Eagles were 3 of 15 on third downs and just 2 of 6 on touchdown efficiency in the red zone. Carson Wentz passed for a career-high 364 yards, but he opened the game with consecutive interceptions that the Giants quickly turned into two touchdowns, putting the Eagles in a 14-0 hole. Wentz talked after the game about the mistakes, as well as the mood of the team and more, with the media.
We just didn't finish, you know, plain and simple. I mean, it was tough just throughout the whole game. You know, we struggled finishing in the red zone. We got to be sharp on our details. I know that's one thing that we all got to emphasize. Just got to find a way to finish. You know, a lot of it's situational football. And then, you know, as a team, we just got to learn how to finish. And that's what I keep saying. It sounds cliche, but it's really just comes down to executing. Outside of the first two interceptions, I thought we moved the ball okay. We just couldn't finish drives in the red zone, and we didn't finish at the end of the game either. Yeah, that's tough. Myself in particular basically handed them 14 points, you know, and that's tough. But, you know, it was a long game. You know, I thought we, as an offense, we bounced back. We did some good things. We just didn't come away with it. We fully believe we're a good football team. We fully know all four of these losses we've had a chance to win. And most of them, we kind of hurt ourselves. You know, today was the two interceptions early. You know, all these other games, we just kind of keep kicking ourselves in the tail early on. So we know we're a good football team and we're going to bounce back.
The Eagles rolled up 443 total net yards of offense, and they got a boost from wide receiver Bryce Treggs, who was acquired by the team off of waivers in September and who saw his first NFL action against the Giants. Treggs, a speedster, caught two passes for 69 yards, including a 58-yard pass that helped the Eagles score a touchdown. Treggs was not at all pleased with the loss after the game, but he certainly knows he earned some playing time with his performance.
Yeah, big confidence now. I know I can play in this league. I knew that going before I came out there, but now I definitely know that I can play with these guys. I can play with the best of them as an undrafted guy. But I definitely see myself as a deep threat guy, somebody that can get behind the defense and make plays down the field. I mean, obviously, you want to go out and get a win. That's basically the only goal in our receiver room, at least, to go out and make enough plays to win the game, and we didn't do that. So we got to go back to the drawing board, come back to work next week so that we don't feel this way again, because we really don't like this feeling.
The post-game mood was frustrating as the Eagles lost another game they were right in until the end. While New York scored 14 points on its takeaways, the Eagles scored zero on the two takeaways they had against Eli Manning, two interceptions by the defense. Manning threw four touchdown passes, which stung the Eagles' secondary. A lack of a consistent pass rush didn't help, and so the defense was unable to dominate at the line of scrimmage. Cornerback Nolan Carroll, who had one of the interceptions with a sensational play on which he took the football away from wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., talked in the locker room about fine-tuning the little things here and keeping the locker room together.
our mindset shouldn't be any different from the first game to the last game. Every game in this league is important. Every play is important. It always comes down to just a few yards, miscommunication here and there. So we just have to view it as a learning lesson and go to the tape and see what we did and correct it for next week. It's tough because, you know, it's another division game that we had a chance to win and we didn't win. You know, it kind of puts us behind the eight ball. But, you know, we have another chance next Sunday to play a very good, talented team, Atlanta. We just got to go out and figure out what we did wrong here and get it right coming into this week. You know, we just put ourselves in the hole. That's all it was, really. You know, but once we kind of got out of that, we found ourselves again. We stayed with the game plan. But, you know, we can't start off like that. Both sides of the ball, we just can't do it.
A similar message came from safety Malcolm Jenkins, who understands the formula the Eagles need in order to win games.
They didn't do anything that we weren't expecting. We got a bunch of stops, made plays, and just probably one play too short. We got to understand what wins and what loses for us as a team. What is our formula? You know, I've been saying it for the entire season, but for us, it might not be flashy. It's probably going to be boring football, but it works for us. When we take care of the football on offense, whether we're punting it or we're kicking field goals, just being patient and methodical, taking care of the football, not turning it over, and then having our defense be stingy like we have been, not making mistakes, not beating ourselves, and just battling like we have all season and banking on our special teams being devastating. That formula works for us. You know, all of a sudden, when we're all clicking, you look up, and although our offense isn't driving the ball 80 yards every drive, there's either a turnover by our defense or a big return. They get good field position, they put points up. That methodical rhythm is boring as hell, but it works for us, and that's how we win games. When we turn the ball over, a spot team is 14 points, or we don't come up with those field goals, or we give up big plays on defense, it messes it up, and we got to come out of character in order to try to make it up.
Finally, we hear from head coach Doug Peterson after the loss. He talked about the decisions he made to go for a couple of fourth downs instead of kicking field goals, and he kept the big picture in mind with his football team.
My belief and my feeling is, you know, I felt, again, going back to the way our offense was actually operating at the time, I mean, first five plays of the game, we're down 14-0, and we had two turnovers, and, you know, but I still have a lot of confidence in this group, and I think if we do a little better to start the game, we're not in this situation at the end of the game, personally. And I'm going to continue to stay aggressive that way, trusting the guys, and let our guys play. Well, right now, I mean, obviously, the feeling is very disappointed. We feel like we've had an opportunity in a couple of these ball games to pull them out. Still a lot of season left, obviously. I feel like we're learning. We're kind of working through a lot of things. We got some young guys on offense, obviously, and we're working through, and we're learning how to execute and finish and do all the things that we need to do to win these games. You know, I could sit up here and say, hey, it'd be great to be, you know, 6-2 or 5-3, but we're not. We're 4-4 and a lot of football left. But this is a good football team, and I believe in these guys, and we come to work for another game next week. This is part of our growth process on offense. Rookie quarterback, got young receivers, you know, got a veteran offensive line. So at the same time, we're trying to build this thing. We're trying to do it right. And by putting them in these situations, they're going to be better for this. They're going to be better down the stretch. Somewhere it's going to pay off for us. It's going to pay off for all of us. So I'm going to continue to be as aggressive as I can.
The offensive problems, the defensive miscues, a blocked field goal on special teams, it all added up to the Eagles' loss against the New York Giants. Philadelphia 4-4 at the midway point of this 2016 regular season, with the Atlanta Falcons coming to Lincoln Financial Field next Sunday. We'll have another Eagles Live podcast for you, previewing that game later in the week. A tough day for the Eagles Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Will they bounce back at home, where they've been a dominating 3-0 this season? I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me on the Eagles Live podcast. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting it all together so quickly. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day, everyone.